This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host to the lesser heard side of rock, one consisting of album cuts and B-sides, along with a healthy dose of rock and roll vinyl history, and at times some not so subtle commentary, from the blues of the 30s to today's new releases and everything in between. We have a lot to do, so let's get started. When I started this series of Beatles shows, I thought it could be adequately wrapped up in two episodes of The Garage. Well, here we are at the beginning of the fourth, and I can now say for sure we'll wrap it up here. We'll hear from the Beatles' last LP recorded, but second-to-last released, Abbey Road, and close out the show and series with Beatle versions of soon-to-be solo releases. We're starting with the song that opened the LP, Come Together, an early take from 21 July... 1969.
He come all flat top, he come grooving up slowly. He got two eyeballs, he's one holy roller. He's got head down to his knees. He's got
take it easy, baby.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave now. You know I believe in how. Something in her smile, she knows that I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows me I don't want to leave now. You know I believe in how. You're asking me when my love grows. I don't know, I don't know. Stick around and measure. Shows me I don't want to leave now. You know I believe in how.
George was blessed with two cuts on this album, and he made them count, giving us Something and Here Comes the Sun, along with a number of others that were rejected by the big two, but found their way onto his All Things Must Pass LP. We heard the former, Something, as a demo, a song inspired by his wife, Patty, who also has the distinction of being the subject of Eric Clapton's Layla, Bell Bottom Blues, and Wonderful Tonight. Here's an early run-through of Oh Darling, with John and Paul exchanging leads and ad-libbing lyrics. Note John's reference to Yoko's divorce becoming final.
When you told me when you told me you didn't need me anymore.
The Yoko's divorce has just gone through. Free at last. I'm free. This morning, the paper told the lawyer it's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Believe me when I tell you.
Here comes the sun, naked, so to speak, without any overdubs or orchestration. Listen closely, you can just hear the click track.
Sun, I say it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. Little darling, the smile's returning to the faces. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say it's alright. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, it's alright.
Side 2 of Abbey Road featured a medley of unfinished songs compiled masterfully by George Martin. As I did in show number 2 with an alternative Sgt. Pepper, I put together an alternative Abbey Road medley. Not nearly as masterfully as the aforementioned, however. Almost complete, starting with an a cappella because, early takes of Mean Mr. Mustard, Polythene Pam, and She Came In Through the Bathroom Window. Pay special attention to the coda on the end, very reminiscent of the finale of Sgt. Pepper. And please excuse a little poetic license for where I put Her Majesty, and notice the full fade-out as opposed to the abrupt ending normally heard, along with the lack of the initial chord.
Because the world is round, it turns me. Because the world is round. Oh, because the wind is high, it blows my mind.
Mean Mr. Mustard sleeps in the park shade. hole in the road, saving up to buy some clothes. Keeps a 10-bob note up his nose. He's such a mean old man. Well, you should see Polythene Pam. She's so good looking, but she looks like a man. Well, you should see it exact, just in the polythene pack. Yes, you should see Polythene Pam. See Polythene Pam. Get a dose of it and Jack Woodson killed. She's killer filler when she says to the hilt. Well, I'm a little upset, but she's a nice lass of bed. If you could say she was attractively built. Say she was attractively built. See Polythene Pam. She's so good looking, but she looks like a man. And try it up in a polythene bag. But you should see polythene pan. See polythene pan. Get a dose of it and Jack Wilson kill. She's killer tiller when she's dressed to the hill. But she's the kind of the girl that makes the news of the web. Yes, you could say she was attractively built. When she's just in the hills,
she came in through the bathroom window, protected by a silver spoon. She sucks her thumb and wonders by the banks of her own lagoon. Didn't anybody tell her? Didn't anybody see?
No, no, no.
Sunday's on the phone to Monday. Tuesdays on the
Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I want to tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, someday I'm gonna make her mine. Oh yeah, someday I'm gonna make her mine.
Well, we've pretty much exhausted the Beatles song variant, at least those that would interest the casual listener. But one subgenre of the Beatles song we haven't touched on, or anyone else for that matter, is the medley. The example that most comes to mind is 1984's movie medley, and that wouldn't probably exist if it wasn't for the 81 Stars on 45 Beatle release, a sound-alike group record that sold relatively well. And since Capitol can't resist a surefire money-making endeavor, the Beatles movie medley 45 was born, complete with picture sleeve, making the top 10 in the UK and number 12 in the US. But that wasn't the only official Beatle medley. You have to set the Wayback Machine to November 1964 and the 2LP Beatles Story documentary release to hear a very simple 3-minute 58 medley of early Beatle hits. There was a promotional medley for 1977's Love Songs and one for the 62-66 and 67-70, otherwise known as the Red and Blue compilations, from 1973. And depending on where you were in the world, a corresponding intro was prepared. We'll hear the French version. The medley consisted of a little bit of every song from the aforementioned LPs. Oh yeah, one more thing. You're listening to The Vinyl Garage.
Vous allez écouter 5 secondes de chaque titre qui sont dans les albums Rouge et Bleu des Beatles.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. Goodbye, me love. No, 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 no. It's been a hard day's night and I've been working like a dog. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her. Ooh, I need your love, babe. Guess you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe, just like I. Just anybody.
Help!
You know I need someone.
Hey, you've got to hide your love away.
We can work it out. We can work it out. Maybe you can drive my car, and maybe I'll love you.
I love you more,
oh girl.
pepper.
Seconds flat.
All you need is love, love. Love is all you need.
Yellow man of custard, dripping from a dead dog's eye.
You say yes, I say no.
Day after day, alone on a hill.
It's no secret that the Beatles' recorded and released output was predominantly John and Paul's material. A small percentage was awarded to George and an even smaller to Ringo. Now granted, John and Paul's songs were good to excellent right out of the box. George's, not so much. But by the end of the band's career, since he had been paying attention, songs like Something, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, and Here Comes the Sun, among others, showcased his writing abilities. But what about those that the other two couldn't find room for on a Beatle album? The theme of the balance of the show. Songs demoed or performed as a Beatle, but eventually released on a solo LP. George demoed two additional cuts for inclusion on the White Album. Either or both could have been incorporated into the LP if the abysmal Revolution 9 was omitted. Not Guilty and All Things Must Pass. Not Guilty wouldn't be released until 1978 on his self-titled LP, and All Things in 1970 on the album of the same name. Not Guilty was nixed partly because of George's not-so-complimentary lyrics aimed at the band.
feet. Getting in your way while you're trying to steal the day. Not guilty. And I'm longing for the rest. I'm not trying to steal your bed. Really sorry for your raging head, but like you heard me said, not guilty. Not guilty for being on your street, getting underneath your feet, not guilty. Handing me a writ while I'm trying to do my bit. I don't expect to take your heart, I only want what I can get. I'm really sorry that you're underfed, but like you've already said, not guilty. Like a freak, making friends with every speak. Not guilty for leading you astray on the road to Mandalay. I wanna set the apple cart, I really want what I can get. I'm really sorry that you've been misled, but like you heard me say, not
doesn't last all morning. A cloudburst doesn't last all day. Seems my love is up and has left you with no warning. It's not always been this great. All things must pass. All things must pass away.
Sunset doesn't last all evening. A mind can blow those clouds away. After all this, my love is up and must be leaving. It's not always been this great. All things must pass. All things must pass away. None of life's dreams can last. So I must be on my way. Face another day. Our darkness only stays a nighttime. In the morning it will fade away. Daylight is good at arriving at the right time. It's not always gonna be this great. All things must pass. All things must pass away. All things must pass. All things must pass away. All things must pass.
And another George song, also demoed during the White Album sessions, but released by Apple artist Jackie Lomax, Sour Milk Sea.
Thank you.
Two cuts that will show up on Paul's first solo LP, McCartney, Junk and Teddy Boy. The latter featuring John on backing vocals, who isn't exactly taking the song seriously. Two examples of some of the weak material that caused some to ask, he broke up the Beatles for this?
Motorcars, handlebars, bicycles for two, broken-hearted jubilee.
Teddy, don't worry, now your mama is here. Mama And he said, Mama, Mama, don't worry, 'cause Teddy Boy's here taking good care of you. Mommy, don't worry, now Teddy Boy's here, Teddy's gonna see us through.
Paul McCartney was going to leave nothing to chance, so when he gave his song Come and Get It to Badfinger, he also gave them a demo of how he wanted it performed. A demo he recorded by himself at a Beatles session, arriving before the others. Now, give me a bit of latitude here. It's technically not the Beatles featuring only Paul, although George Martin did produce the song, but it was eventually released on a Beatle album, Anthology 3, in 1996. If you'll accept the former as worthy of the show's theme, then the song we're closing with shouldn't be a problem either. What's the New Mary Jane? An avant-garde-ish, less-than-serious attempt featuring John, Yoko, and George. George Martin also producing. Came close to being a Plastic Ono Band release, but was canceled. Closer to a Beatle record than the previous? Just John and Yoko getting artsy.
If you want it, here it is, come and get it. Make your mind up fast. If you want it anytime, I can give it, but you better hurry, 'cause it may not last. Did I hear you say that there must be a catch? Will you walk away from a fool and money? If you want it, here it is, come and get it, but you better hurry, 'cause it's going fast. If you want it, here it is, come and get it. Make your mind up.
Patties and cream. She tastes as Mongolian lamb. She coming from Aldebaran. What a shame Mary Jane had to pay the party. What a shame Mary Jane, what a shame Mary Jane had to pay at the party. She liked to be married with Yeti. He grooving such cookie spaghetti. She jumping as Mexican bean to make that her body more thin. What a shame Mary Jane had a pain at the party.
shame, Mary Jane, what a shame, Mary Jane had a pain at the party. She catched Patagonian pancakes with that one them gin party makes. She having all the ways good contacts, she making with apple and contract. What a shame, Mary Jane had a pain at the party. What a shame, Mary Jane, what a shame, Mary Jane had a pain at the party. All together now. What a shame, Mary Jane had a pain at the party. What a shame, what a shame, Mary Jane had a pain at the party. What a shame, what a shame, what a shame, Mary Jane had a pain at the party. What a shame, what a shame.
Thanks for spending a perfectly good hour of your life here in the Vinyl Garage. Keep in touch with the show at facebook.com/vinylgarageshow or directly via email at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening.
Great.